Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My friends, do not adjust your television sets because you're saying, Simon Miller, why are you here on What Culture Gaming? Well, there's three reasons. One, I love video games. Two, I love FIFA. And three, it's quite late over here in the United Kingdom, so very understandably and very accurately, everybody else has gone home. You have seen the title though, so now you know after all these weeks and months and days of rumours, EA Sports has finally told us that its franchise known as FIFA... Now, do not freak out. The best part of this news is that people see this headline and they go, why? Why would EA do that? And of course they would never do that. EA would have to be out of their minds. Do you know how much money they make from the FIFA property? Just go do a Google and your mouth will do this. But basically, the body known as FIFA, which if you didn't know, stands for Fédération Internationale de Football Association, RCA, for a hell of a lot of money, rumouredly $1 billion per four-year cycle... So EA turned around and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to go a different direction. It's kind of crazy. It is kind of crazy, however, because this relationship has been going on for almost 30 years. The first iteration coming out in 1993 when isometric viewpoints were all the rage. And in fact, I still remember playing 1996 FIFA on a PC and everything was in 3D and I lost my damn mind to the point I went out and I got it for the Super Nintendo. And we were back to weird, slightly angles. From next year, though, all of this is going to be done away with as Electronic Sports presents to you EA Sports FC. That's right, they're pretending they're a football club. And all that really means is that when you go and look at the box, it's not going to say FIFA, and it's going to say this instead. So it will still be the football game you know and love, all things considered. And actually, I will read from you directly from the press release to calm your nerves. Because, and I quote, EA did indeed say, everything you love about our games will be part of EA Sports FC. The same great experience, modes, leagues, tournaments, clubs, and athletes will be there. Ultimate Team Career Mode, Pro Clubs, and Volta Football will all be there. Our unique licensing portfolio of more than 19,000 players, 700 plus teams, 100 plus stadiums, and 30 leagues that we've continued to invest in for decades will still be there, uniquely in EA Sports FC. That includes partnerships with the Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A, the MLS, and more to come. Funny how they didn't mention the online experience where you go on and some 8-year-old kicks your ass. It's not like Harry Kane is all of a sudden going to be called Harold Carney, although I'd love that because it was the most endearing thing about PES back in the day. And head of EA Sports, Cam Weber, even made sure he came out and said, look, you're still going to get the same leagues. Nothing much is going to change apart from the name. Do some digging around, though, for some info, and you will find David Jackson, who is the VP of EA Sports, over on BBC saying, hey, look, I will tell you more directly. You know about the name, that's definitely changing. But also, you're not going to get the World Cup content, which comes around every 4 years. But who really is going to miss that? Absolutely no one, because don't even pretend that when you do load up EA Sports FC thingamajig in a couple of years' time, you're probably just going to have the EA Sports FC tournament, and it will be the exact same structure as the World Cup. Now, you do have to take this with a claim. Now, you do have to take this with a pinch of salt, because of course they were always going to say this, but the developers made it very clear and were very adamant that actually moving away from this partnership will let them expand the game to reaches we never believed. And I don't really know what that means because at the end of the day, it is just football, kick the ball into the net. I can see why they are so confident though, because if the rumour of $1 billion to FIFA is true, I'm surprised when they quoted that they didn't follow up with, otherwise we'll blow up the universe. Shots were definitely fired as well because EA CEO Andrew Wilson went as far to say that he believes more people actually associate the initials FIFA with the video game than they do with the football governing body. And let's all just be honest here. He's 100% true. Sometimes I'm listening to the radio and I hear a sports football story about FIFA and I equate it first and foremost to the games. Then I have to look in the mirror and be like, you absolute nerd, you geek, you have shamed yourself. And I get over it because who cares? If you are a longtime fan of the genre though, all your favourites are now gone. Because we all know PES is now called eFootball, and yes, we've already established that FIFA is now EA Sports FC. And unless somebody is going to splash out an insane amount of cash, I don't think we're ever going to get a FIFA again. I mean, Konami ain't going to do it. Have you played eFootball? It's almost like they want to make it a bad experience. They're like, man, you think we've gone low? We're going to go lower. And it's just so awkward and horrible as possible. I don't want to get too off track here. Just remake Pro Evolution Soccer 6. Although you got to tone down Adriano, he was way too powerful. For those keeping score then, FIFA 2023 will be the last in the series before we do go to the new name. And I will tell you now exactly what is going to happen come 2023. EA will use all of their money in far less than $1 billion to market this like crazy, to the point that if you are a long-term fan of this series, you're already more aware of this, and you'll go into your local store or you'll go into Amazon, you buy it like you do every year anyway. I mean, if anybody has the financial backing to do that, it is EA Sports. But also, there is going to be a bunch of YouTubers running around needing their ultimate team fix. I mean, have you seen them? It's like heroin. Still, if you do want to call it an end of an era, you absolutely can. And I would include myself amongst that group, because I still remember when I was a kid saying, oh my gosh, I need FIFA Road to World Cup 2006. And to this day, I like to pretend, oh no, I made the right decision. That was a really good game. No, it wasn't. It was broken. It was a mess. And I'm pretty sure at one stage, Ronaldinho got trapped inside the goalpost, so the referee just called off the game. I mean, it was glitch central. And obviously a few years later, EA decided we should actually put some effort into this. And it became damn good. And look where we are now. So do indeed prepare yourself, because change is coming. But ultimately, ain't about the name, it ain't about the box, it ain't about the cover star, it ain't even about the menu, it's about the modes, and more important than that, it's about the gameplay. And I actually think over the last few years, FIFA has been on an upward trend, so as long as they continue that on, you could call it whatever the flub you want, and I ain't gonna care. When you do put everything into a little box though, I really do hope that EA sees this as an opportunity and does try and spice things up a little bit, because while I have been enjoying FIFA for a long as time, anything you can do to freshen it up is always appreciated. And no, I don't mean microtransactions. Don't do any of that. Don't do none of that. Just keep coming up with ways to be original and to be innovative, and don't become like PES, eFootball. I know I've mentioned that twice now. It just hurts me. It hurts me so damn much. And every day I wake up and I look out the window and I say to myself, well, what the hell happened? And if you do know, send me a postcard. I'd like to know. Now, please do leave a comment below and let us know. What do you think about this FIFA name change? Do you like EA Sports FC? Or maybe you have a better suggestion. We want to hear all your thoughts. Then please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head over to whatculture.com, where we have a bunch of different articles about a bunch of different things. Make sure you follow us on social media, and you already know the deal. We got a ton of videos. Maybe you want to get all whimsical and melancholy about old FIFA games. I'm sure we've done something on that. Type it into the search bar, and all your dreams will come true. My name is Simon from What Culture. Thank you for joining me as always, and I shall leave you with another debate. What was the best FIFA game of all time? And I think FIFA 10 has got to be in with a shout, because that was the year when EA really went, oh my gosh, everything we've done before this is basically garbage. We've got to put in the time. We've got to put in the money. And I remember playing PES and FIFA that year, whichever the last PES was before that, and being like, oh my gosh, I actually now think FIFA is better, which was great for me, because as I've already told you, for years, I was a FIFA boy. I just had to last through it until we got to the good stuff. But again, you may have thinking of something that I am not. Make sure you put it in the comments. But I am going for FIFA 10. Thank you for joining me. See you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.